About unity and skinbeggery. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we also have our fabulous affiliates down in the Hamilton City of the Future, City of Agenda 21, Rush 89 FM, run by my good mate Roy. And of course, without mentioning Ifinity FM, way down south. In Invercargill, and also now in Alexandra, and in another town, I forget which. So he's got three affiliate radio stations after starting his the radio network in his garage. So, and they are now playing the Vinnie Eastwood Show 5 days a week, right in the midnight hours, so that anybody who is listening to this on the delayed broadcast, thank you very much for listening in, because you're part of the region of the country. Which I think is probably in the most horrible shape right now due to the Christchurch earthquakes and the taking over of the environment Canterbury by draconian council members who just basically don't like the idea of anybody having a vote or a say or anything like that, particularly over water usage, over all the farms that they own. So... Welcome one and all, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I want to welcome the listeners in Tunisia and in America and in the Uber Kingdom and Australia as well. Love you all for joining in, because this is really becoming quite the little global scumbaggery show. I like it. And my very special guest, who I just love having on, because he's just so fabulous that, I don't know, it makes you bleed out of your ears because he's hard hitting and in your face, maybe even just bleed out of the nose a little bit, is Christopher Green from Green Wave Radio. Welcome, mate.
Hey, Vinnie. Thanks for having me on, man. I tell you what, I appreciate your show just as much, and I appreciate you having me on. You provide the comic relief for what is just the great, you know, global tragedy here that we're living through.
As opposed to Congress, which provide the hand relief.
Pretty much. And that's, you know, what we saw. I don't know if you caught the State of the Union address here in the States.
Oh, yeah, I so want to hear about the State of the Union address for you, Chris.
Well, you know, the State of the Union address, I talked about it on my show too today earlier, but, you know, Obama's very much selling fear. You know, I always like to tune into this stuff. I mean, it's difficult to watch. You know, when I upchuck, it's tough for me to tune in, but I've got to do it. And so, you know, I've got to take notes on this stuff. But, you know, he starts with fear, Vinny. Starts with fear, starts with war. Okay, talks about the decade-long engagement in Iraq. And how he, you know, withdrew the troops, you know, out of there after 9+ years. And just towards the tail end, you know, right at the end before his reelection campaign in 2012. So that's how he starts his speech. You know, he blames all the problems, the economic crisis, the greatest of great depressions that we're living through now. He blames it all on his predecessors. Of course, he had nothing to do with it. You know, talks about job creation while he plays golf on the golf course. You know, he's the same guy that told us, you know, he just won't go to rest. He won't sleep until every American has a job. And, you know, we're still at decade high levels of unemployment here in the States. And he ends with the same theme, Vinny. He ends with the same fear-mongering and scare tactics, which is war. Starts with war, ends with war, starts with fear, ends with fear, which I believe is very much a conditioning process. It's very much preparing the sheeple of the world for our latest engagement. I mean, how great is this? Aren't you excited to reelect Obama or perhaps Mitt Romney, you know, as he gets elected probably assuredly for the GOP Republican nomination? Aren't you just excited for another war? I mean, he's taken some troops out of Iraq, but we've reallocated those same troops, about 15,000 of them, based on the numbers I've read, to neighboring Kuwait. So we can get ready to kill more people in Iran. I mean, that's how things work here in the good old red, white, and blue.
You know who, what the comic relief is in this situation? I was watching Bloomberg this morning, and that is funny as hell, man, watching Bloomberg. The economy's in a great recovery. Ah! we're turning a corner. Ah!
Well, yeah, okay. Case in point, Vinny. Case in point. Funny, I'm looking at my website here, just got updated, and we brought on a ton of new writers. We're producing all this great content. Here's the latest article. Are you prepared to be deported? I mean, this is really where we are. And as I was talking about this earlier, you know, they're going to treat this as, oh, you know, it's just such a shame now that we're, you know, engaged in this war with Iran, because we were in that greatest of great recoveries, and now we're at war. So, you know, it all goes out the window. I mean, that's how they're positioning it. Again, blame everybody else. Blame everybody else but yourself. Never, ever take responsibility as a politician. It's somebody else's problem. It's your predecessors. It's a make-believe figure. It's Osama bin Laden's fault. It's Al-Qaeda's. It's always somebody else's fault. And, you know, again, this is just positioning for the next war. So I'm honestly just waiting, really not on pins and needles, actually rather calmly. Calmly waiting for the next false flag event. You know, I talked about this extensively, but the Iran embargo, which is being implemented collectively by Europe and yours truly, you know, here in the States, that's an act of war, Vinny. Okay, that's an act of war. Yeah. Along the lines of what we saw with Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it's just absolute reckless insanity, and you're right, you know, the whole Pearl Harbor connection, what did they do? Oh, yeah, that's right, they cut out, like, what, 90% of Japan's oil supplies imported from the United States. They cut off all their supplies to hemp that the U.S. were all growing in Philippines and all of that kind of stuff. And so it got to the point where it's like, hey, we either have to attack these people for cutting us off from our supply of, like, life, or we just sit back and die, right? You know, that is an act of war if you condemn somebody to death, even if you don't fire a shot.
Yeah, well, it's all about the currency crisis. I mean, it really boils down to that. It's about, you know, I'll get this criticism too. I'll hear it, you know, in our comments a lot, where they'll say, oh, we're not going to go to war. No, no way. That's hogwash. The United States is broke. We're in debt, so we can't go to war. Who's going to fund it? No, see, there's a flaw in that thinking. That is actually the exact reason we're going to war. We're going to war because we're broke. We're going to war because we are in debt. It's exactly why you've got countries like China and India. Okay, this was reported recently that are, you know, trading oil, black gold, with Iran. You know that Iran's exporting this black gold to them, and they're trading not in U.S. dollars anymore, but just in gold, in literal gold or something else. So, you know, that's the reason that the United States has to intervene and get involved, because, you know, we saw this with Saddam Hussein in Iraq. We saw this recently with Muammar Gaddafi, his brutal assassination. Anytime any of these guys out there or any country in this region or any region for that matter in the world decides to axe the dollar from the oil trade, the United States is going to wield its stick.
Walk softly and carry a big stick. I think it was Winston Churchill who said that. And this is something that the United States doesn't seem to be fitting into anymore. It's thunderous footfalls and carry an enormous freaking bazooka. You know, it's just this insane sociopathic antagonism that I see. That's U.S. foreign policy, if you had to define it. It's sociopathic antagonism. Yeah, you know, it's not imperialism. It's not capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, I got this criticism actually from a close family member, and it opened up an interesting conversation saying, you know, Christopher, you know, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, maybe you don't understand that, you know, we've got to maintain order in the world. You know, the world's a dangerous place, and the United States has to wield that stick. And there's some truth to that. I mean, I actually kind of agree with the statement that you've got to wield some kind of stick, at least in defense. I mean, I believe in defending yourself. What I do not believe in is provocation. Is provoking killing and murder, provoking these wars. And that's what the United States, if you really study this, is doing. We're the ones provoking it. It's not Iran. They don't even have an atomic bomb. They're just working on it over there. And who are we to say? Who is the United States to say other countries around the world can't use and utilize nuclear technology. Who are we to say? You know, I mean, we're the most domineering, arrogant regime that I've ever seen in history. And there's a reason why in a short 234-plus years, this country's gone down the tubes. That's not a long time, Vinny. That's a flash in the pan, my friend. Okay, that's like a speck of dust.
We're never more than one generation away from tyranny, are we? It doesn't matter how good the American Constitution was, how dedicated the American Founding Fathers were. It comes down to the fact that how dedicated are people that are living after that War of Revolution, who are living after that freedom was installed? Do they actually appreciate it and take steps to protect it? Okay. And at the moment, everybody's been dumbed down by design. And if they're not dumbed down, they're certainly ill from all the GMOs and Maccas and goodness knows what the heck else is in the air and water and food supplies in the United States these days, whether it be irradiated, fluoridated, or in case of bestiality, actually mated with. This is a freaky country that we're talking about now. It's no longer the land of opportunity. It's the land of bank robberies, okay? And in a quite literal sense, the banks are robbing everybody, and they have seized control of the issuance of currency, and they've been in control of it for quite some time. And ever since the military-industrial complex, after Eisenhower took control, after they converted all these American factories from making cars to making tanks to making planes, and they built up this huge industry, and they went up 250% in production in just 1 year alone during those war years, and all of a sudden, once the war is over, oh, we've got all this huge military-industrial complex apparatus everywhere that the entire country's economy is now basically built upon. We need a solution to this. Let's go to Korea. And then after that war's over, oh man, we've still got this huge military-industrial complex and all these tanks and planes and troops and everything that are all going to die. So where can we go now? Indochina. Let's attack the Vietnamese. And once that's over, they go, oh well, man, what are we going to do now? We can't go and fight because we've been fighting in too many wars or whatever. Let's start knocking over small socialist republics in South America and funding dictators in the Middle East and selling weapons to them. Yeah! That way we can still make money without sending our own troops over. And once that scheme falls over, oh, well, we're going to have to go back to what we did in the old school days and just invade Iraq. We'll claim that they tried to invade Kuwait after we told them that they could and showed the Saudi Arabians a whole bunch of BS, telling them that the Iraqi troops were massing at their borders when they freaking weren't. And they said, well, can we have a look at those satellite photos? They go, no. You're going to have to trust us, okay? Look, why wouldn't you trust us? We've only been at war illegally for the last 50 years plus, okay? So just trust us this time.
Yeah, it really is just, I'm laughing here too because, you know, you got me Skyped in. I can get the video footage of you laughing there. It's cool. You got to teach me how to do this. I've seen you put some of this out where you've got the live video of the show. But it's just, I put out a video today, Vinny, and it was titled Iran, Rape and Pillage the Village. I mean, this is all it is. It's not difficult to understand. The system here in the United States and abroad has collapsed. Okay, it's done. So when you hear in the mainstream media like, oh, these, you know, OWS protesters and Occupy Wall Streeters, these hippies are trying to destroy our economic system. They're trying to bring down the system. What is this, a revolution? No, I mean, that's entirely wrong. The whole thing is already done. The whole thing's already finished. It's over. They killed it. Not OWS, not any kind of movement. No, our politicians did. It's exactly what Obama was talking about in the State of the Union address. Okay, he was saying, look, we're moving to something different. Question Americans should ask is, what are we moving to? He said, there's a reason why we've had all these problems. There's a reason why we're in an economic crisis. He says, we won't go back that direction. What direction? Freedom? Liberty? Constitution? Capitalism? That's what I'm thinking when he says that. So it's abundantly clear what these people are saying. Just read between the lines. Read the subtext. It tells you where they're driving the Titanic.
Well, it's the Titanic itself. What date did it sink again? Was it 9/11, 1911? And who was on that? Oh, yeah, that's right. All these wealthy industrialists and tycoons and things like that. who weren't criminals, who were actually engaged in honest, decent business and supporting their communities, and they all suddenly died for some reason. And now, who's left of the elite after that massive ship where everybody was like, man, this is the greatest ship ever. It'll be great. It'll be the adventure of a lifetime. Ah, it froze to death in the water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, it's, you know, we were joking and laughing on my show about these, you know, the State of the Union speech where it's almost on cue, you know, where they show the applause sign and everyone stands up and is applauding like, yay, killing liberty. Yay, you know, killing freedom. But, you know, take a look at who the audience is. I mean, the audience is the paid cronies. Okay, those are his, to use your term, those are the scumbags, Vinny. Okay, that's the mafia. Okay, and they've got their, you know, mafioso head, who's really just a face. Again, people need to understand. I think a lot of people do. They're waking up to this. But Obama, he's just a paid actor. That's it. He's charismatic. He can act. He can push the agenda. He can be the face of the, you know, the tyranny. And, you know, the real people in charge, the real people in control are smart enough never to put themselves in that position. You know, if you're really trying to change things, if you're really trying to steal from people or push a new political system, a new political agenda, which is, you know, evidently the case, you don't put yourself, you know, in that position to be the figure, the fall guy. Okay, you just don't. And that's why I think, especially with the Iran war, depending on when the fireworks go off, which I think could be in the next couple of months, it would probably all but assure Obama's reelection.
Yeah, July 4th is coming early this year, ladies and gentlemen, and they're not celebrating it in the continental United States. They're going to be celebrating it in Iran with Tomahawk cruise skyrockets.
It'll be exciting.
We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody doesn't blow up the studio with a Tom Thumb.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Rabies and gentlemen. Genetically modified rabies that come out of a Monsanto lab and gentlemen. The lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. The caller lines are now open for US listeners. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525 if you want to call into. We're talking about what are we talking about? The war with Iran and the state of the assassination. Sorry, the State of the Union.
Well, I think maybe you got that right, actually. State of assassination. It's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah, well, isn't that what it's all about, really? You know, every time, and in fact, this is exact same symptom that I see that I saw off of Bush, don't you think? It's just every single freaking word of the State of the Union address is just BS done by PR, and just sitting there going, what the heck is this guy on? I'll tell you what he's on. He's on the take, okay? This guy's getting paid money to lie to you. No different than how Hollywood hires an actor for $35 million to do a 90-minute film.
Yeah.
This guy plays that character for a long, long time. And I can assure you that the disasters caused on this particular movie called The U.S. Administration, because it's just a work of fantasy and script writing anyway, and digital effects, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, hey, it's just,
It was a worse disaster movie than 2012.
It's an old boys club. I mean, I ripped Christopher Dodd at You Know What, I think it was about a week ago, and just talking about, you know, scandal after scandal this guy's involved in, you know, whether or not it be Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, lying to the American people about the bailouts, et cetera, spearheading. SOPA and PIPA on behalf of the Motion Picture Association of America. I mean, this guy's literally been in politics for several decades. I mean, we're talking, you know, along the lines of 20, 30 years. You know, I can't remember if it was 20 or 30, but it's in the decades these people have been involved in this stuff, and they're just born into it. I mean, his father was a politician. He's a politician. I'm sure his kids will be a politician. I mean, these people provide nothing in real terms to society, but again, just being born into the mafia and, you know, concealing and taking all the money. I mean, that's exactly what's been happening the past couple of years. And you know, they're just preparing for what's next, Benny. They're preparing for the police state. They're preparing for the civil unrest. They're preparing for the riots. They're preparing for war. A lot of preparing. These people are busy people.
And allegedly, there's some description of U.S. destroyer that's in really bad, rusted shape or something that is currently anchored in the Gulf of Hormuz. And it's, there's been theories circulating, and this is all alleged, of course, I haven't looked into it. They're alleging that what they're going to do is just sink that rusted old piece of crap vessel that might as well sink by itself and then blame it on Iran and then justify it as a war. You know, and it sounds like standard operating procedure to me. That's why it makes a lot of sense. But the whole idea is, and I'm actually quite proud of Iran at this particular point in time, because Europe is threatening trade sanctions, of course, you know that, you know, we're going to cut you off from our oil, we're going to cut you off from our natural gas, we're going to cut you off from our resources. And Iran turns around and goes, you freaking idiots, man. I supply you with 40% of your oil. I'll tell you what, I'm going to cut you off, and I'm not going to give you a couple of weeks to respond. I'm going to cut it off now, and we'll see when all your people are shivering to death in their freaking mud houses.
Oh yeah,
and,
hey,
and see what your reaction is then. You know, I'll offer a threat with a threat. Well, anyway, we have two callers on the line here. Firstly, I want to go to Tim, who's been holding for 15 minutes. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome to the program.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Well, you know, general scumbaggery afoot. I love it.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Tim. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, I missed the State of the Union. I wasn't trying to watch it, but I missed it anyway. But it was the same old stuff, huh?
Same old, same old. SSDD. Same Shiite Muslim, different douchebag.
Yeah. But well, you know, hey, well, go ahead, Tim. Yeah, I didn't want to answer.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
When I started reading a little history, because I read, you know, I did a little research, and people used to tell me, well, how come we keep getting into all these wars, and how come we can't mind our own business? And I have to tell everybody, you have to do your research and find out about the three city-states. I think y'all are familiar with that, too.
Yeah, yeah, Vatican, London,
right.
Washington, D.C. Together they comprise the ecclesiastical, financial, and military, power hub
right.
of the world.
Right.
Part of the Trilateral Commission was David Rockefeller set up in his infinite wisdom.
Right, and I live near D.C. Matter of fact, I live in Maryland, but I can get to D.C. in like a matter of hop and skip. And but I grew up in D.C., I got family in D.C. and everything, and a lot of people don't know this information. So everywhere I go, I pass this information on it. I said, look, you need to wake up and find out how the game is played. I really don't know the whole total game, but I know, I tell you, I'm a lot more awake than I used to be 10 years ago. And but a lot of people don't know this. And I think one of the biggest things, Chris, I didn't get a chance to finish yesterday when I called your show, that we really don't touch on is mind control. And the people are under this mind control. And I guess once we break that chain and get people to wake up, and it's kind of like the Matrix, where it's like one can't be told about the Matrix. One has to be shown. Like, that's what the people have to be shown, what the Matrix really is.
You know what? I think everybody should experience police brutality once in their life, because that galvanizes you and makes you know exactly what the problem is. You know what I really love is when protesters like Occupy are being dragged away by their hair, as happened in Australia, and being brutalized and pepper sprayed and all of that kind of stuff. I love watching that footage, because what it's doing is it's making all the other people who hate the occupiers sit up and have a look and go, yeah, that's freaking awesome or whatever, and it completely exonerates them of all of their anger and all of their aggression, because now they're getting what they want. They want to see those protesters bashed up and all of that kind of stuff. Right, and I think that in actual fact, those are the people that should be, I don't actually recommend that the police brutalize or violence anybody, but the fact of the matter is, unless you have felt the long arm of the law choking you at a public meeting, in some cases, literally, you don't know exactly what it stands for. Once it's cutting off your air supply, then you know what it stands for, and you definitely stand against it. And Tim, thank you very much for your call. We're going to get to our next caller now. Oh, if you've got one more thing, go right ahead.
Yeah, one more thing. I'm figuring. What's this deal with the Australian Prime Minister? The people with some protesters out there had him rattled. They was around his car and everything, and It had them kind of startled, man. They was up. I caught the tail end of it, but they were talking about the Australian Prime Minister.
Australian Prime Minister. Well, Australia actually has a female Prime Minister at the moment, name of Julia Gillard. She was elected on a campaign platform of "We will not have an emissions trading scheme because carbon taxes are a scam." And of course, the first laws that she instituted were, you guessed it, carbon taxes. Saying that this is what I was saying all along.
Yeah, I think some protesters were by her car, and I guess they got to shaking the car and everything. I caught the tail end of it. I said, "Whoa, what in the world is going on?"
Well, a similar thing happened to Prince Charles and Camilla when they were sitting in their car, and Prince Charles had a very effeminate reaction, like, oh, oh my goodness, the slaves are revolting. Oh.
Someone smacked him with a rose one time. When the lady, some lady smacked him with a rose one day.
The slaves are revolting.
Hey, Chris, oh, one more thing.
That's been my opinion for a long time. The slaves have been and always are quite revolting indeed. Thank you very much, Tim, for your call. Now, we have another caller here. I think it might be an international call. You're on the air, caller.
Yes, hello. Good evening. It's Roger. I'm phoning from England.
Hello, Roger. How are you?
Yeah, that gentleman that was just asking about Julia Gillard, whatever her name is, what happened is that she was in they were in a restaurant. And they were beating on the windows and everything like that. And they tried to get her out, and she fell. And that's where they were dragging her to the car. That's what happened.
Ah.
What I found out is I just want to find out about New Zealand there with about Gender 21. What's happening there? Because I heard last year about it, that they're going to make it mandatory there. Are you people doing anything about it?
There's a couple of elements to Agenda 21. First, I heard about Agenda 21 in officialdom in Auckland was when the radio broadcaster who does my show in Hamilton, the city of the future allegedly, actually found out through investigative reporting that the Hamilton City Council actually has an Agenda 21 office. And they were actually paying Greenpeace in Hamilton to hand out Agenda 21 leaflets. And these things are comprised when you're looking at a city, how Agenda 21 is implemented. First of all, do you pay for your parking? In a city that has no Agenda 21, the answer will be no. People are free to come and go and as they please. In an Agenda 21 city, every parking space is something that you can pay for. The only reason why there's some free parking spaces now and some that you have to pay for is because they haven't finished installing all the machines and putting up all the signs yet, okay? If you're in like some rural backcountry whatever road and it's free parking out there at the moment, just wait until they get to your section of it. That's what they want. Every minute of every day, of everybody's travel, of everybody's normal day-to-day business will cost money, okay? They've already installed toll roads in Auckland, and indeed when the Auckland Super City election was happening, we had a alleged left-wing mayor, and he's a Freemason, so obviously, and he was saying that we want to employ the, quote, eco-city model. Which was mentioned on a blog by GAG, the Grassroots Action Group, who previously, after protesting about all our assets being privatised and given to foreign corporations, which is what Agenda 21 is, actually then applauded Len Brown for implementing the eco-city model under the UN's Agenda 21 program. And that's a quote from her website. All right, so this is the city of Agenda 21, the country of Agenda 21. And you see it implemented everywhere. Like, for example, now you can't even get your trash picked up without seeing right on the side of the trash truck, Veolia, the world's largest water multinational. Also, at the same time as private contractors coming in and taking over all municipal services from the entire city virtually into things that they call council-controlled organizations or CCOs, with a unelected, unaccountable, and secret board whose meetings cannot be attended by the public to decide what to do with public assets. That's Agenda 21.
No, it's more than that.
It's strong.
Wait till they start stopping you from even sharing water.
There is now legislation to stop us from sharing food and also the private water companies sharing water, you say? Like, as in, you can't catch
your rain. Well, if you gave somebody a glass, they'd stop you from doing that.
There is no upper limit to tyranny, and under Agenda 21 is a complete and utter domination of all resources, all capital, and all people. And so I would act under the assumption that no matter how crazy that sounds, that it's coming, planned for, and being prepared as we speak. I have no doubt.
I hope you people are going to stand up against that.
It's hard to stand up for things where you don't know that they're even there.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm just saying this. But, do you ever have Max Egan on your show?
I've had him on the show twice. If you Google Vinny Eastwood, Max Egan, it should come up with the archives for you there. In fact, I think we did an off-air video interview not too long ago. I can't recall quite yet.
If God help you, if you go to Agenda 21, I think you're the guinea pig to try it out, because once it's passed there, we're going to have it all everywhere.
The problem is it actually already is being implemented everywhere under ICLEI. It's basically, if you think that you don't have Agenda 21 in your town, think again.
We have it there. And it's as enforced yet, because we're still growing gardens and things, but when they enforce it, we won't be able to do that anymore.
Yeah, what they do is they just pass laws to set the precedent, and then after everybody's forgotten that those laws were passed, like, I don't know, how long does it take for the average citizen to forget everything about their country? About a week after it's reported. And then they start enforcing it.
Well, anyway, that viola, you know, what's that thing? You know it's Jewish.
What do you mean? Does it celebrate Yom Kippur? Does it have a bar mitzvah?
No, it's a Jewish company, I say.
Well, it can't be Jewish, because Jewish is a religion, not a race. It could be a Rothschild company. Of that, I am very 100% sure. And it matters not which religion they practice, because as far as I know, they only practice Satanism.
Fair enough. But okay. Anyway, I just wanted to find out how that Agenda 21 was, because I believe they're going to try and amend it, make it a mandatory law in New Zealand this year.
Yeah, and it will be, most likely. And I think that Agenda 21 is part of all global resistance, and the key for the public is awareness. You know, I'm sounding the freaking bells here, man. Warning! Danger, Will Robinson! Red alert! Battle stations! And people just go, what?
Yep.
And you talk about New Zealand, and or as the Americans say, where? You know? Anyway, you listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show live from New Zealand, the fabulously fluoridated capital of Agenda 21 from Auckland. And we'll be right back after the break with my very special guest, Christopher Green.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers
in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices shot up 3% Wednesday after the Fed's new loan rate pledge, despite a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,711 an ounce, silver at $33.29. Well, the Fed has declared war on U.S. dollar holders, according to Craig Smith. Fed decision today to hold interest rates at 0% until 2014. It's essentially another quantitative easing. The Fed's decision is nothing short of a declaration of war against American savers. Savings accounts will yield a guaranteed negative return, as well as the loss of future buying power, says Smith. And gold is proving the best return of all commodities in the last 5 years, according to Bloomberg. Also, it's showing signs of being a riskless return. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 800-289-2646. Toll-free at 800-289-2646.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom. Freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy, weeknight 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Sean David Morton.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. The call-in line is now open. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And speaking of the State of the Union address, our Prime Minister, John Key, also did a State of the Union address, I think, almost on the exact same day. It's been with him the last week or so. And it appears as though it's a very similar mantra. Everything's fine. You've just elected me a second term. There is no scumbaggery going on whatsoever. And basically now we're going to just have to cut all services to everybody while increasing your taxes and sell all the state assets. I was just wondering about this. You know, how the hell can you cut people's services at the same time as increasing their taxation? Okay? Here's how. If criminals are running the show, and that's it. Okay? Simple explanation. They're stealing from you! Stop being stolen off! Oh, gosh. This is hard to get people to understand that there are criminals running the government and stealing your rights, stealing your assets, stealing your money, stealing your healthcare, stealing your food, stealing your water. They're stealing everything that's not nailed down. It's like a global freaking casino where the mafia runs the casino. And anybody who winds up getting a decent draw at five card stud winds up getting kicked out and his thumb's taken off. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the people just love tyranny, Vinny. They love, it's like they love being slaves, you know? Just, yes, master, yes, you know? We'll just take what you dole out to us, you know? And it's truly amazing.
Yeah, I mean, even stoners like being slaves now, you know? Cop comes up to you, pulls you up, yeah, yes, sir, no, sir, I've got three bags full, sir. It's freaking fairy tale land out there.
Yeah, well, the leadership is selling fear. We talked about that early on in the show, and that's the agenda. That's part of the program. So, you know, expect that to be used again and again. Anytime they're selling fear, anytime you pick up on that, you got to question, okay, so what is the agenda? What do they intend? Beneath the surface. And as we've talked about, incessantly raising the alarm bells, like you said yourself, we've been doing this for the past couple of years. Wake up, America. Wake up, planet Earth. We've got war that's here. We've got World War III. We've got a new war in Iran. We've already had that intervention with, Libya against congressional approval, which is an impeachable offense, which should make our current president, guy shouldn't even be in office. And we've got a global depression because we've got decelerating growth worldwide. There's no way to fix it. We were, past the point of no return regarding the debt loads that countries, most notably here in the States and in Europe, they just can't take any more of it. Now, there's no amount of quantitative easing. There's no kind of program that Ben Bernanke or world leaders can come up with that will fix this. It's an impossibility. The parties lasted for a short period of time, but they've managed to destroy things, like I said before, in a short 230-plus years, done. End of story, final chapter. You know, it's not about, again, bringing down the system. It really is about building a new one, and that's what people need to focus on. That's where people need to put their effort towards. And, that's a big part of the activism we're doing, the big part of the activism I'm doing. With Green Wave is, and I know you're doing as well, is, educate the people, share the truth, shoot for justice, make sure that we get justice here in America and around the world, make sure these people go to jail, and, try to establish peace. I mean, we all want peace at the end of the day, or at least I hope that's what the people want, Vinny.
Well, I think that in peacetime, it doesn't measure your character. I think the character is really measured during wartime. What are you planning to put up with? How far are you willing to let your government go in taking your rights away, using a direct external threat as the justification to do so? How long do you want the TSA to grope you, microwave you, catalog, trace you, microchip you, put crap in your food, and steal everything out of your government? How long are you prepared to put up with that? Now, some people have zero tolerance for this, and I think that's actually the appropriate response. I have zero tolerance for tyranny. I have zero tolerance for police brutality. I have zero tolerance for corporate and elected officials shilling BS to the public. I have zero tolerance for false elections. I have zero tolerance for unlawful arrests. I have zero tolerance for invading sovereign countries with no justification and zero evidence. Okay? There is a lot that I'm intolerant of, but the only things that I am tolerant of are people saying whatever they want to say, as long as they don't hurt or destroy anything. The problem is that when you've got elected officials, government scumbags, and military involved, when they do something wrong, people die. When a protester says something wrong, people get slightly fluffed, and that's about it. They're not the kind of people that you should be slamming their faces into the concrete. They're not the kind of people that you should be putting handcuffs on so tight that it makes a bruised ring around their wrists. They're not the kind of people who, if they're sitting down, should be pepper sprayed in the eyes. Okay? They're not those kind of people. The people who really would deserve that kind of treatment, if I ever approved of it, which I wouldn't ever, would be the politicians that they're serving, would be the bankers that they're serving, and would be the Rothschilds that they're serving.
Yeah, well, that's why the, you know, the state always demonizes the enemy. I mean, there's a reason that the way why they do that, especially during, you know, times of war, which is where we're at today, is, you know, they don't want you to have any feeling when, you know, you kill the enemy. They don't want you to have any feeling when you pull that trigger. So you demonize the enemy. You demonize Iran. You demonize Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as an evil person. And, you know, that's just a part of the program. And they don't want you to think of these kinds of things. They don't want you to think of the hardcore reality that, hey, the 9+ years we've been in Iraq and the, you know, decade-long war in Afghanistan, that's cost millions of people's lives. And you said it yourself there, Vinny. Millions of people are dead. And there's a problem with that. It's wrong. Morally, it's not right. And, you know, that includes a lot of innocent people. Sure, you know, I'm sure that was some, you know, Iraqi soldiers, and those were some, you know, Afghani soldiers out there. But, you know, that also includes women, children, innocent bystanders just getting bombed and, you know, getting killed for what? For what? So the United States can go out and wield its stick and steal from other places around the world so we can control natural resources and we can control the oil trade.
What I find really strange is that technology's actually gotten better and more accurate, right? So logically, the civilian headcount would go down? Wrong. It's actually the direct opposite. During World War II, you had like, what, 90 million deaths, 40 million of them were soldiers, and 50 million civilians, right? and then you have a look at, say, Iraq, Afghanistan, where they kill 10 civilians for every one alleged Al-Qaeda or alleged Taliban soldier that they kill, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever the accuracy is, that's not the issue. The issue is now the morality of war and whether or not there is any. You have a look at these bits of footage from United States military aircrafts when they're flying round circle over a small village or whatever, and they blow up everything that moves in that village. Small boy running across the road. Boom! Massive explosion taking out like half a building beside him. You see another little boy huddling in a ditch, crying, and you can see him through the infrared goggles. Boom! Takes out him and half the ditch as well. The people that are running around in these military vehicles have no concept of humanity left. It's almost as if it's been trained right out of them. There's nothing left behind those eyes. There's nothing left behind those triggers but robotic automatons who actually enjoy it. You hear them laughing and having a good time when they kill children. You know? This is sick.
Where is the humanity in that? You know, and it's just sad. I mean, it's very, very sad. And it's an unfortunate position for the people to be in, to be a part of that. Just because a couple people at the top say it's the way things have to be. And, you know, these politicians have long forgotten, Vinny, who they represent. Okay, it's clear that these people do not represent the people. They represent themselves. They represent their own self-interest. They represent the accumulation of their own power, the accumulation of their own wealth. That is not freedom. That is not liberty. That is not morality. That is tyranny.
Yeah, exactly. These people don't represent us. They don't represent the Lollipop Guild either. They represent scumbaggery, tyranny, filth, disgust, the worship of death, destruction, and horror. Okay? These people would do well in Hollywood. Incidentally, do you have any idea, Chris, how many military planes, trains, and automobiles wind up getting contracted out to Hollywood so that they can promote their next massive military film? Have a look at the credits on say, for example, a Transformers movie where they've got copious quantities of vehicles and soldiers and everything like that in the set. They're all being contracted through the military, okay? The military's helping out with Hollywood to fantasize the idea that, oh, join us, we'll be the Marines, it'll be be fantastic. And then you have these little things like Battle Los Angeles or something like that, where the guy says to the little kid, "You're the bravest Marine I've ever seen." And then you have kids running around in the States going, "I want to join the Marines, Daddy. I'm 6 years old and I want to have my entrails blown out all over some Arab's face. It'll be fabulous." You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts. Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis, no problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education, gone. Interior, Energy, HUD, Commerce, gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul, do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. If you take a look away and then look back, all of a sudden everything's changed. Unlike when you look at the government, when every time you look away, they stab you in the back and you realise that nothing's changed. We have a caller on the line here. And number for everybody else to call in is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. Caller, what's your first name and state your business?
Dodge from Tampa, the home of the pre-crime of the Republican National Convention.
I guess they like to tamper with your civil rights in that case. Huh?
On a constant basis. But I'm just calling to, you know, march to these elite occultists is the god of Mars, the god of war. They're sending the oldest ship in the Navy, not counting the Constitution, a wooden ship, to the Straits of Hormuz or whatever it's called, an aircraft carrier. If this thing sinks, it'll be us doing it to ourselves. Another way to get rid of a ship they're going to get rid of anyway, to start their war with Iran. Just be aware. March is when they start wars. They did. Remember, that's when they went to Iraq.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's like we wait after 9/11 for a little bit of time, you know, just a little bit of time to go by. Right. We invade Afghanistan, and then when March comes around, ooh, Iraq might be on the cards. Maybe we just need a year of demonization and BS about WMDs in order to make it justifiable for the American public who can't locate Iraq on a world map anyway.
I'm just trying to save that crew on the Enterprise, but, you know, they're not guilty. In spite of the fact they should drop their arms.
By chance, is the captain a man named Kirk?
Absolutely. I'm Captain Kirk. I can only give him 500 strength, you know?
Yeah. You know, they're Iranians, Jim, but how do we know it?
Yeah, there you go. So be aware of March.
Yeah. To explore strange new worlds in the Gulf of Hormuz and to bring back intelligence on these alien species known as Iranians for the betterment of the Federation.
Hey, the best chick I ever met in the 70s was a Persian. She was an awesome girl. I've got nothing against these people. I love them.
Yeah. See, and we all should love each other, right? How many times has anybody been killed because of love? Right, you know, they love me so much. Oh, my heart just gave out because I was giving out too much love. I died, I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Okay, whereas hate, on the other hand.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Well, you need love, you need water, you need food, you need shelter, you need a government that doesn't engage in scumbaggery 24/7. But, you know, not all of us manage to get our needs fulfilled. And the thing is, people have been looking for a long time to look for the government to kind of pick up where they've left off, right? I've been irresponsible my entire life. I've been living on the benefit. I've been expecting the government to solve my problems. I've been expecting them to suddenly, for some reason, even in defiance of all history and all logic, that they'd suddenly get it right all for a change. And you know, people are surprised when the government just gets worse. And the fact of the matter is, mate, if all you need is love, then that's what you need to be producing, right? Kind of like in any good, actual, real capitalist society, as opposed to crony capitalism that we're kind of suffering under at the moment, where everybody who's in the big old boys club gets exactly what they want and beat you over the head with that club all day long as well and tell you what to think, tell you what to feel. As George Carlin said, the only people that are actually really going to solve any problems and increase the amount of love are the people who are actually producing it and giving it out, okay? Because love is all you need, and the problem is that you can't make a profit off it.
Well, their profits can go to Hades. I haven't paid my mortgage in 5 years and a month. And my lawyer says, how do you do it? And I said, I do it with love, divine love. Because they got bailed out. You can take the money, you can take the house, but you can't have both. This is where I draw the line.
Yeah. Hey, and I think that is something that I've been thinking about recently, is that people really should stop paying their mortgages. Okay. You have a look at consideration. What's consideration, you ask? Oh, well, consideration is when you go in for somebody who has a money, right, that you want to loan off them. Okay. So that means they stand to lose something by loaning it to you. That's why you have loan contracts, conditionalities. You have to pay this back because of such and such and such. How much money did bank have before that signature goes down on that paper? Absolutely none.
Maybe out of thin air.
Based on one thing and one thing only, somebody's freaking signature on one piece of paper, and then all of a sudden, they've enriched themselves by an extra $400,000 to buy your house. How is that? And they also charge interest on that stuff that they made up. And even if they don't get their money back, which they created out of thin air in the first place, they'll get a house which is worth all that money, plus the money back, anyway.
Yeah, and you stand to lose nothing. It's not like I'm going to get better looking or healthier. I might as well make the stand here. This is perfect. 5 years and 1 month and counting.
People are saying that the only two certain things of life is death and taxes, and I think that they're related.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff anymore. I moved on to the next realm. You've got to move on to the next chakra. Forget taxes, forget money. It's over. That stuff is gone.
It's no longer relevant, is it? You know, it's not entirely dissimilar from all the politicians who are old, and these McCains and these Romneys and these the hereditary dictators, right? That's actually how the first royal family was founded. It's just these people who just took over the country and just passed on the leadership roles down through the generations until people forgot that they were dictators and called them royalty.
Yeah,
you know, that's what we have in America today, isn't it? We have this kind of corporate elite royalty.
Well, that's it. They have no empathy. They're psychopaths. They have mental problems, and the best, you can't outgun them because they got the drones. You can only love them, and hopefully they'll see the light. But in the meantime, just quit paying them, for crying out loud. Kill them with love.
Yeah, kill them with love. And in fact, I was talking with Dean Clifford the other day, and he said that, basically, whenever the government comes to you and asks for taxes, there's a provision in your law where the government, it's illegal for somebody to be your employee without being paid unless there's an aforementioned voluntary contract. So what they do is they come to you and they ask for taxes, and you go, okay, well, I'm paying you. Where's my employment contract? How come I'm not being paid? I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 10% of the taxes that I owe you if you give me the remaining 90% as a finder's fee, because I'm your employee. I'm finding this tax money for you.
Exactly.
And it turns out a lot of people have started to do this.
And let's face it, even if you want to live in their realm and pay your taxes, they can't even defend you with trillions of dollars against some cave dwellers with razor knives. Good Lord. They suck. Yeah. Everything they touch, blow it.
This is why the mafia is preferable to the state, because at least when you pay the mafia protection money, you get protected.
I heard you couldn't. You had to work for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia. You know,
Well, that's basically what it is now. We have a system of dons literally positioned around the country and around the world that have all their racketeering groups, their front organizations. And you have a look at who owns the intelligence agencies. Okay, what was it? In the United States, the CIA, NSA, FBI, you know, those major federal organizations that investigate and engage in murder and scumbaggery of all times and, you know, espionage and what have you. They're actually like something around the region of 60% foreign owned. Okay? And not entirely dissimilar, I'd imagine, from the other intelligence agencies in the rest of the world. You know, you got Israeli intelligence, Mossad. Damn, those people have been busy, busy bees, haven't they? And they've been screwing up stuff all over the place. You got the English Uber Kingdom intelligence agencies, MI5, MI6, all of which have symbolism related to the Illuminati, like this massive occult star on the floor of the CIA building in Langley, the giant pyramid with an all-seeing eye at the top of it, as with the MI5 and MI6. It's just all reeks to high heaven that all these people are owned by the same scumbags who own most of the world's wealth anyway. And it turns out that no terrorist organization can exist without the support of a state intelligence service, okay? And if you don't believe that, have a look at, like, New Zealand's basically only terrorist attack. Who was that terrorist attack committed by? They bombed a ship in Auckland Harbour called the Rainbow Warrior, which was operated by Greenpeace, and they were French agents.
There you go. And all you, if you want to get out of it, just change your mind. Don't think about them no more. Do something different. Make your own stuff. And for God's sake, we're going to McDonald's.
Yeah, and I say that that's something simple and straightforward that everybody can follow, okay? Have a look at who owns these companies and don't go to them anymore. Don't give them any of your money because that's what they need in order to continue to survive, okay? If you have a beast that is trying to kill you, and make no mistake, they really do want you dead, don't give them the ability to do it.
That's all we got to do. Change your mind. It's up to you. It's all in your mind. All this stuff is it's an illusion anyway. If atoms have space in them, why are there solid objects? Because you think they're solid. Think about it. Change your mind. And onward and upward.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Dodge. You've kind of got me fired up here. In fact, I think I was fired up before the break. What do you think? Do you like it when I get angry or what? Because I find listening to angry talk radio is actually quite awesome.
Well, you know, I used to get angry, and I actually went to, in the 08, I went to the Obama rock concert in 08, and I held up a sign that said, "No more war, we're broke." And the Obama mice beat me up. They actually beat me up, called the cops on me, and the cops said, "Well, all those people down there say you started." And I go, "Well, we can look at the video." And the cop goes, "Oh, you got a video?" I go, "Well, yeah." He goes, "Let me check."
None
he goes,
of this, no, none of this your word drugs. Versus mine, BS. I've got video. Video doesn't lie unless it's released by the
CIA. They hate the video. They hate the video. The truth will set them free.
See, this is why, you know, whenever you're being talked to by a cop or going to a protest or anything like that, if you're about to do something, video it, okay, really, because A1, if something happens, you've got the video evidence to defend yourself and prosecute other people if needs be. Secondly, if something great happens, you have the ability to upload it to YouTube and inspire countless others all around the world to do the exact same thing. And that's why I encourage people to create their own radio shows, create their own YouTube channels, go out to just public meetings, protests, political speeches, etc., all of that kind of stuff, and just talk to people. Okay, and you'll be surprised just how much information you're really able to accumulate on a very personal level and then amplify it out to others. This is the immune system response of humanity to the virus that is the media right now. They're just a bunch of corporate scumbags, okay? And the reporters that they've got there are morons, okay? Straight up, this is no BS here. Those people that are working for the mainstream organizations with the blonde hair, the incredibly well-done eyelashes, are airheads. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. You ever try to engage in a debate with one of these people? They got no idea.
You can always tell them. They always got the crusty Santorum all over their face, you know?
Yeah, they simply can't resist. It's their only option, really, is to spew BS for a living. And in fact, speaking of which, I was at Occupy the other day, right? And the media were doing reporting. So I was like, "Occupy the media!" And I ran out behind their camera and that kind of thing. I managed to get in there on the live broadcast. So I've got the screenshots and the video of that. I'll be uploading them soon. And the chick says, "Oh, we're not on air anymore." And I said something along the lines of, "Well, just as long as it's recorded, it's not a waste of time." I'll tell you what really is a waste of time is standing around shilling BS to people and getting paid for it, thinking you're doing a service to society. That's a waste of time.
Uh-oh. Now she's got to go home and look in the mirror.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I crack the whip with these people, you know? And they're like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Media is my kung fu, and I can break a camera with my forehead.
Hey, that's all it takes. Well, we'll continue holding it down here in the pre-crime of Tampa, Florida. You know, they're all going to come. Well, they're in Jacksonville tonight. We'll watch them ignore Ron Paul again.
Oh, man. Hey, I've been loving Ron Paul lately, man. It's just, I've never seen this much support from him in any election cycle. Are you excited? I'm excited. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is just the most support I've ever seen him have, right? Coming second, coming third, things like that. That is incredible work that is being done. And it's not just Ron Paul. It's not just some massive campaigning organization that is hired by various other forms of scumbaggery within government or corporations. This is you speaking. This is you going to the rallies. This is you handing out leaflets. This is you making phone calls. All the general people. There is a grassroots movement behind Paul that is trumping virtually a billion-dollar opposition. Okay? That is why a small group of determined individuals is so powerful. That's why sitting around doing nothing robs you of your own power when you could be going out there. The more people make excuses that, oh, one person won't make a difference, as soon as you start making excuses, like, maybe if I just feel guilty about it and don't go down to the Occupy protest, it'll still be okay. Maybe if I do this and don't actually do what I'm supposed to be doing to defend my country from tyranny, it'll be all sweet as, and as 50 Cent would say, all G units. If you do that, you are robbing yourself of your potential, your power, and your absolute duty to your country and to your people. Those people that have died in wars to allegedly defend you from liberty will have died in vain to advance the aims of corporate bankster scumbags that are currently in control of the nation as we speak. They will die in vain unless you and you alone. There is nobody else who will do this job for you. There's some people who are operating at higher levels who perhaps can do a bigger job than you can. But if you don't get involved, if you don't do something, then all is lost. Because it's your responsibility. It's your country. This is your world. And this is your time to stand up and be counted. No sitting around. No twiddling thumbs, no endlessly listening and watching. Only doing will make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And I have supreme confidence that it will only be a few who actually answer that call that exists within us all. Only a few will actually try to make a difference because they're arrogant, belligerent, and crazy enough to think it can happen. Like me. You know, 3 years ago when I, 3-4 years ago now that I started going out with a camera filming people, I just had a little handy cam and a tripod. That was it. I didn't have no fancy microphones, big fat ass Mac computers or wireless little thingies that I've got now. And the only reason why I've got all this equipment now to do all the stuff that I'm doing is because other people who saw what I was doing got inspired enough to give me enough donations that I could purchase it and do more. We'll be.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase interest will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the paradigm shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the most operatic 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously wet and moistened Auckland City, New Zealand, which is dominated by Agenda 21, dominated by ruthless bankster scum and varying forms of scumbaggery alike. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, please call in now if you can, 218-339-8525. If you've never called into the show, I'd actually like to hear from you because I don't know what it is today. I'm just really, really fired up, and I have such a problem with acceptance a lot of the time. Like I honestly have almost like this list of grudges in my head, you know, in my personal life before becoming an activist that I'm still holding on to. I don't know how to get rid of that kind of that resentment, that anger, that frustration or whatever. And even through talking about it, even through understanding it, and even through comprehending the lessons that I've learned after suffering so much at the hands of such douchebags, it still doesn't help. Okay, because the douchebags are still running around out there, free as a bird, having no problems whatsoever, and not actually feeling any of the consequences for their actions, i.e. there's no justice. The reason why I can't get over stuff when bad stuff happens, regardless of whether it's government, military, or in your personal life, is because there's no justice. Okay, I really can't nail it down to anything other than that. When something's unjust, it eats at you for a long, long time, and it frustrates the heck out of you. You know, I just watched my friend Penny Bright getting arrested at Occupy earlier,
And when you see your friends get arrested, it really does gripe on you, particularly when they're not being charged with anything. Or they're being made up charges like disturbing the peace. Disturbing the peace is when you have to either excite or disrupt the public. Somebody sitting in a tent is not exciting, nor is it disruptive. Okay? Ergo, there's no justification whatsoever for arresting her. And considering she's a judicially recognized public watchdog with Auckland City Council governance and regional governance matters, has been in court 23 times against wrongful arrest and won the court cases 22 times, hands down, and the third one has been taken to the UN under human rights abuses because she was evicted from a council meeting which was open to the public at the time. There is not justification for this kind of behavior. Not justification to move the protesters on. Agree with them or not, there is no lawful justification whatsoever for the actions that are being undertaken by forces operating under the council or the New Zealand police. And this goes for everywhere else as well. You have the right. It's a human right. They are not given to you by your government, but they can sure as heck be taken away, can't they? To peacefully assemble, to protest, to have freedom of whatever the heck you want to talk about. If you damage, assault, or steal things, then they have a legal justification to come after you. Other than that, none whatsoever. I was talking to the board op here from Austin, Texas, and it's allegedly, big allegedly here, $170,000 a month to keep cops watching the occupiers. Right? And then people get ticked off and say that the occupiers need to be kicked out because they're costing us money. What about the $1 trillion that the bank has stole and the bank has bailouts? Okay, what is it now up to? Not $1 trillion, not $2 trillion, not $3 trillion, or goodness knows how much. And you're worried about $170,000 a month? Where's your priorities? It's perfectly okay to spend $2 billion a day depleted uranium up Iraq like it's some kind of pepperall shooting gallery out there. They call it the turkey shoot. You heard that? U.S. soldiers coming back from Iraq are calling it the turkey shoot. These are people who are unarmed, untrained, and if they are armed, they certainly don't know how to use their weapon and they get taken out like it's nothing. Okay? That is not something that has justification. Where can people justify their actions in this day and age? Okay? The only people that I've seen that'll be able to actually do things that seem a little out of the ordinary that they can back up with evidence, facts, etc., that would justify their actions in any way, shape, or form. The only people that I've ever seen do that are activists. Okay? They put their lives on the line. They often shed blood, sweat, tears, wrongful arrest, harassment, surveillance, etc. All of these things are in response to doing something that the government and the evil scumbaggery filth that control the country do not any longer want to tolerate. And it's just that simple. If you want to be free, if you want to express yourself, if you want to stop filthy scumbag corporate filthy have control of your country, they're just not prepared to listen to you, and they are prepared to take away your rights as a result. The Greek is called in. Greek, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Vinny. This is I'm running out of steam. You're all fired up, and this is just like watching the same Shiite Muslim repeat after repeat after repeat. You know.
It's the same thing about with Muslims. You know, although they get treated like Shiite, they still maintain their Sunni disposition. Greg, are you there? No, I seem to have lost him. Well, it's just, it is the same Shiite Muslim over and over again, isn't it? It's a repeat of history. I get very, I would get depressed
except I know that if I get depressed, I'll lose motivation. You know, you can't lose motivation when your enemy is very, very, very motivated indeed. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, people have options. Okay. Not many of them, you know, and they're not good options either. You know, there's the paradigmic options that you've got. You know, you've got the choice between Tweedledee and Tweedledummer. And there's the other options, which are outside of the paradigm, halfway in between, which is you can either resist the system or try to change it from within. And then there's the ones that are far outside of the paradigm, far outside of the system, where you can be an activist, you can take direct action, you can start to become alternative media, start a radio show, start that kind of thing, and bypass the courts, bypass the police, bypass the politicians, because you've realized that they have long since become completely and utterly irrelevant to the cause of freedom and will not serve you ever, because they're on the take. Okay, no different than a crackhead skittering around. You know, this is what kind of insectoid scumbaggery that we have to deal with in this country, and people just don't realize it. You know, you have a look at talk radio. I've been listening to talk radio a little bit, doing a little bit of traveling in the car to this temporary studio that I'm in at the moment, and it's just the same mantra all over again. In fact, dig this, right? You know how they have radio spots advertising a particular show or something of that nature, you know, like it repeats on the thing, you know, like we've got the Vinnie Eastwood Show and Stranger Advice and the Green Wave Radio and all of that kind of stuff that you hear on American Freedom Radio here. Well, on the other side of the spectrum over here in New Zealand, we've got this thing called the Willie and JT Show, probably one of the most highly rated shows in the country, according to mainstream media records. But I've seen other ones where my friend Vappy Kupinger, who's on one night a week, has more listeners than any other radio show in the country, including me, combined. Okay, and what they're doing is they're repeating this radio spot where, I don't care if you've been arrested, Penny. Don't call me at 7 o'clock in the morning. Is that real sick or what? Repeatedly. We don't care if you've been arrested. We don't care if you've been arrested. We don't care if you're... there's the justification right there. That's what they think it is. If somebody calls you at 7 o'clock in the morning complaining about being arrested and actually wanting to come on radio to talk to people about it, then you have a justification to insult them repeatedly through the use of recording technology on talk radio all the time. It's the mentality in this country. They don't care. They really don't. They literally sit around manifesting hate all the time. I mean, it's like they may as well be in the freaking KKK, which is incidentally started up by the FBI or something. You know, it's just they have, again, I have to repeat this many times, they have no justification for what they do. Okay, when I do something, 99% of the time I have a justification or at the very least a good reason for doing it. And if somebody says, Vinny, no, you shouldn't have been doing that, you don't have justification, I will either listen to them and they'll either be correct and I'll go, okay, whoops, my bad, wasn't justifiable. I shouldn't have called John Key a scumbag, okay, because he's a good bloke and he's been doing all of this, unless my reasons for calling him a scumbag are superior to someone's reasons for me not calling him a scumbag, okay? That's where the essence of it is. And quite frankly, nowadays, you know, listening to, say, Michael Laws, he's like the Rush Limbaugh of New Zealand, talking about the occupiers, and I've said this on the radio before, that they've been talking about dogs, dog attacks, dog bites for the past 4 days now. You know, 4 day running commentary on dog bites and what we should do about it in New Zealand. Should we ban this breed? Should we ban that breed? Is it the owner's fault? Is it the dog's fault? The same thing. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and it doesn't freaking matter. These people waste airtime like it's freaking Skittles at a children's party. It's unbelievable. There is, again, no justification for the BS that they're putting out to people. This is merely distraction.
crapola designed to make you sit there and go, oh, there's an issue that doesn't really matter. I'll spend days and days covering it and don't let anybody say things that I don't agree with. Otherwise, I'll hang up on them and call them crazy and tell them to go jump in a lake, as all these radio show hosts do. You know, these people have absolutely no conscience. And get this. This is the worst thing that I've heard on radio in the last couple of days. Michael Laws said that the right to silence for anybody who is charged with any criminal offence should be removed in its entirety. That's what he said on radio. Nobody should have the right to silence if they're charged with a criminal offence. Hold on. Fundamental right to silence, right against self-incrimination. This guy doesn't want a free society. It's fairly obvious. He wants a top-down Uber dictatorship that craps on anybody who in any way, shape, or form sticks their neck out, pokes their head out, or even raises their hand to object. This is the society that the elite wants. People have the idea that if they vote, they can change it, right? If enough people voted in this particular way, then we could change it. Well, I got news for you. The two parties that usurp all the votes in every country are already well in the pockets of the elite. Okay? If there is somebody good, on the other hand, sure, they may wind up getting elected to Congress or the Senate or even to the New Zealand Parliament, but they won't be there in a capacity where they're capable of having powers like a prime minister who's capable of selecting his entire cabinet without anybody else's input. Or again, any justification for doing so. Why do you think so many Goldman Sachs employees become in the Obama White House? Why do you think so many people from the World Health Organization, the UN, and the Trilateral Commission, and massive business roundtable groups have clustered around the Prime Minister John Key and wound up having heads of ministers in Parliament? Okay? Ministerial portfolios. That's not an accident. They are placing their chips on the table. They have gone all in, to use the poker terminology, and I can assure you that they are holding some very powerful cards indeed. And they are prepared to use them to take everything that you have. We won't even be able to rise to challenge them unless we go all in as well. All right? Every single person who drives past these Occupy protests says, you people need to shut up and go get a job, or you need to go to university to get some, and this is a YouTube comment, get some quantifications. And so, okay, right. Well, I'm supposed to get a job? Well, how many jobs are left after the government's finished? None! So I have to go to the unemployment line, and then you'll accuse me of being a dull bludger. Okay? And if I don't be a doll bludger, it means I have to be a couch surfer. And if I can't be a couch surfer, it means I'm going to be a homeless person. And if I ain't going to be a homeless person, I'll probably have to get myself arrested or something like that to spend some time in jail so I can at least have something to eat. You know, these people are the backs to the wall. They're hurting too. And yet they still find the energy to criticize people who are trying to stand up for their rights because they're too freaking lazy, too freaking stupid, and too belligerent and full of hubris to do it themselves. The call-in number is 218-339-8525. Greek, if you could call back. I'm sorry we had some problems with the phones. And we'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. I apologize if anybody's getting offended by the ranting, but I've just got to say that tyranny really offends me. And if this offends you, then maybe you got your priorities mixed up. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, microbes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices shot up 3% Wednesday after the Fed's new loan rate pledge, despite a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,711 an ounce, silver at $33.29. Well, the Fed has declared war on U.S. dollar holders, according to Craig Smith. Fed decision today to hold interest rates at 0% until 2014. It's essentially another quantitative easing. The Fed's decision is nothing short of a declaration of war against American savers. Savings accounts will yield a guaranteed negative return, as well as the loss of future buying power, says Smith. And gold is proving the best return of all commodities in the last 5 years, according to Bloomberg. Also, it's showing signs of being a riskless return. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 800-289-2646. Toll-free at 800-289-2646.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Yeah, yeah, and no one like me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Congratulations, you made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it.
How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any. Not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody.
Check, check to the mic, check. One, two,
welcome back.
Where you hype yet? Nowadays everybody wanna tour, but we got
keeping it bangster.
When I'm up in the lobby, can't from when you're feeling the vibe, you know.
From the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Live from the, wow, fascistically fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand. I just love fascism, you know, because it gives me so much great material. It seems quite likely, as a caller raised earlier, that Agenda 21 and I'll probably throw in a whole lot of global objectives into this too, like Codex Alimentarius and the general plan for world government, is only hotting up. It is becoming so odious, so undeniable, that if you haven't figured it out yet, you're retarded. Pretty straightforward, isn't it? I don't want to offend anybody by doing this radio broadcast, but for goodness sake, wake up. Every moment you delay is another life lost. Can you live with yourself? You know, and it's just about doing what you can do. It has nothing to do with anybody else, okay? You're not living anybody else's life. Nobody else is living your life. They're taking control of your own. Do you have the ability to do that? Some people, the answer is certainly not, particularly because they're in manacles bound on a Guantanamo Bay floor. But for those people who still have vehicles, who still have money for gas, who still are able to pay their internet, there is something you can do. You can either be a head in a protest. Every head counts. You can be blogging. You can be commenting on YouTube. I can assure you that it's the success of this show is due mostly to the listeners who actually promote it. Okay, anybody who's been in sales knows that it's those people who do what's called word-of-mouth advertising that are actually the far most effective form of advertising in the world. If you like the show, get it out there to other people, okay? And you'll be surprised there's a much higher strike rate than me just saying, I have a good show, please listen to it or whatever. You know, people do send me in copious quantities of compliments, and I love them all. Thank you very much. But what would really compliment the show further, rather than just saying it, would be to participate, would be to do something, okay? Otherwise, it's all in vain. And I've said for a while that this show is not about waking people up. It's not about, you know, death to the New World Order or anything like that per se. It's just about giving people a platform to speak from, so that they can have their voices heard, where otherwise the mainstream media and all other forms of it really would just completely ignore them. Because I think it's just in the media field, there's so many people with just a lack of curiosity. Being in the position I'm in, because I cover so many different topics, you know, a lot of which people won't cover. You know, we've had people on about aliens, UFOs, ancient civilizations, and as well as all the regular stuff, you know, fluoride, vaccines, alternative health treatments, the importance of drinking lots of water. Because I've got my fingers in so many little pies, I'm really quite, unsurprised really by the sheer volume of different sections of information that come at me from all these different places, and I learn about lots of different things all the time. Every show that I do is a learning experience, or at the very least a learning opportunity. And I feel, frankly, that people have forgotten that they can actually learn something every day. Okay, they come home after work, they're really tired, they can't be bothered doing anything, they can't be bothered caring about anything. Retarded is retarded is retarded. Watching TV, having absolutely nothing, no projects, no paintings, no YouTube videos, no nothing. Really, barely even communicate with their family, barely even talk with their friends anymore. We're in a caged, soulless society now. And it's hard to deal with, especially if you just live in a place where you don't know anybody else who's awake, Your family won't listen to you. Your friends think you're nuts. And if you go out and protest about it in frustration, then they might just pepper spray you for no good reason with no justification. Yeah, that's a really sad and harsh and disgusting reality to deal with. It's not worth it anymore. It really isn't worth it. These people don't listen to you. Why should you listen to them? The cops don't abide by the law. Why should I? And it's not like I'm going to go out and start committing crimes and breaking into people's houses and things of that nature. It is about what Martin Luther King says when something along that. When tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And that is what people need to understand in an almost militaristic sense, or at the very least in an intelligence service sense. Is that it is your duty to resist. You really have no excuse to do anything but. Whether or not you resist is effective is totally beside the point. If you do nothing, then you're guaranteed to be ineffective, aren't you? Would you rather have a chance at success, a chance of freedom, just one chance to tell your enemies that they can take our land? They can take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. Caller on the line here, holding on for incidentally 33 seconds. Area code 502, you're welcome to the program. What's your first name there?
My name's Tony. You got a great Tony. Show, Vinny. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
I've been listening to your show for a couple weeks now. I just came across your site from a link that I saw on YouTube. I'm one of those YouTube watchers. But I do pay attention to things that are going on. And I think a couple of the things that you're talking about that do sound kind of scary is unrest, civil unrest, like what George Soros was pointing toward in his comments.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Soros and all of these other people, it all depends on the context, doesn't it, Tony? If you, no matter who you're looking at. You have a look at all the other things. It's like looking at an atom without noticing the protons or the electrons. It's just not a whole picture if you're just focusing at the thing that it's supposed to be overall, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And the State of the Union, I don't know if you're in the States. I guess you are.
I'm in New Zealand.
Oh, you're in New Zealand, right.
And yeah, we do the show across Skype. It's a wonderful technological age, isn't it?
Well, you're very up on American politics and back to the State of the Union. And your last guest, and he's wonderful also, it is sort of predictive. It is sort of scary. Now, something that I noticed in my community, in the downtown area at the federal building, they've started putting up barrier around the building, and it's on the main drag through the center of town. These are the kind of barriers that you could run a chain through, and there's hundreds of them. So they could have a chain barrier around this place. The thing about it is that's where everybody goes to get their food stamps and their social security and stuff like that. And so there's just a little electron there about one detail that I think indicates you might be on track about Agenda 21 and so on and so forth, but I'll let you take over.
My theory is, and I love hypothesizing, because I don't need evidence to back it up, which means I don't have to do the research, and also I don't have to justify what I'm saying. It's just what I think. And what I think is happening here is that food stamps, is allegedly like 40 million Americans on food stamps. I think that once the economy has an uber collapse, and this year it will, according to Lindsay Williams, it's come straight from the mouth of the elite, when all those people show up for their food stamps only to be told that they ain't there, they're definitely going to need those barriers and chains, aren't they, Tony? Because this is what is happening.
everything just keeps getting ramped up. And we seem to be having some mickey ass problems with the phones today. We have people calling in and they just drop off and they're still there on the line but just can't hear them. It's very odd. But anyway, rounding up for today, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize if I've been too angry or anything like that. This isn't supposed to be the angriest 2 hours in talk radio. It's supposed to be the lighter side of genocide, but even me, who makes jokes about everything, even I understand that sometimes this stuff isn't funny. And sometimes I'm a lot more onto it when I'm being serious than when I'm just joking around. There's a lot of terrible things in this society, and the key to balance is being able to go from one extreme to the other, and I can guarantee you that tomorrow I'll be back right in the center again, bringing you the lighter side of genocide for 2 hours. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Love you all, because you're fabulous, strong, powerful individuals who nothing can stop. You are unstoppable. You are the future. And the people that are trying to encompass you in a prison of scumbaggery will never succeed against a force of considerable power such as a free humanity is. Truly is. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again sometime. Do not change who you are. Only dominate those who would wish to do it for you. We'll be right back tomorrow.